被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫受压制得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。
Verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
主耶稣开始传道理，他就打开以赛亚书来念。
When Jesus started preaching, he opened the book of Isaiah.
从十八节，就提到神悦纳人的喜年。
And in verse 18, it talks about the proclaiming the year of the Lord's favor.
在这里提到很多的恩典。
Here it records a lot of blessings.
说传福音给贫穷人。
That is to preach good news to the poor.
就是叫他们在信上富足。
And that is that they are abundant in their faith.
贫穷主要是指着心灵贫穷。
And the poor is those who are poor in their hearts.
他会在信上富足。
And they will be abundant in this.
那被掳的得释放。
And those, there will be freedom for the prisoners.
这个被掳就是被罪所掳的。
And these are prisoners of sin.
罪是一种权势。
And sin is a type of
power. 会控制人。
It has ability to control you.
那主耶稣要把它释放。
And Jesus will set you free from this.
那瞎眼的得看见。
Recover your sight for the blind.
这个瞎眼哦，不一定是肉眼的瞎。
And this is not physical blindness.
就是人生啊，看不到盼望。
But it is that you cannot see hope in your life.
人找不到人生存在的意义、价值。
Would you do not know the meaning of life?
每天，活着很忙，但是找不到有什么目标。
Every day you are very busy, but you do not have a goal.
主耶稣要让他看见。
But Jesus would let you see.
看到在基督里的生命的可贵。
To see the value of life in Jesus Christ.
然后受压制的得自由。
To release the oppressed.
这个受压制啊，就是受魔鬼的压制，要得到自由。
And those who are oppressed are oppressed by Satan, and they will be free.
所以我们信耶稣的福分呢，确实是非常的丰富。
And so we have abundant blessings in Jesus Christ.
有时候因为我们信主久了，都活在这个福气里面了，反而好像不会觉得是福气。
Sometimes because we have believed for so long and we live in these blessings, we do not realize these things.
但是我们如果看到一些还没有接受信仰的人，他们的生活在比较我们觉得真的是非常有福气。
But if we compare our lives to those who do not have faith, then we realize that we are very blessed.
我们的生命活得很有意义，很有价值。
Our lives are full of value and meaning.
我们活得很有目标，很有盼望。
And we live with a goal and with hope.
我们的生命非常的丰盛。
Our lives are very abundant.
恩典非常的丰富。
And we have many blessings in our lives.
我们真的在主里面很自由。
And we have freedom in Jesus Christ.
所以每次我们看到那个没有信仰跟我们自己比较起来，我们真的是很感谢神。
So every time we compare ourselves with those who do not have faith, we thank God.
因为神悦纳人的喜年，就是现在。
We have proclaimed the year of the Lord's favor.
所以在一年的结束让我们在神的面前献上深深的感谢。
So the ending of a year, let us present our deepest thanksgiving before the Lord.
我们想一个问题。
Let us think of a question.
如果今天我跟我的家人都没有信耶稣。
If today me and my family members do not believe in Christ.
你可以想象我们的家庭、我们的婚姻、我们的孩子会变成怎样。
Can you imagine what our families, our marriage and our children will be like?
一定会有很大的不同。
There will be a huge difference.
不是比现在好，而比现在差很多。
It will not be better than now, but it will be worse.
所以每一年的结束我们能够继续蒙神保守在主里面呢，这是神给我们极大的恩典。
So at the end of the year, the fact that we are able to be in Christ, this is a blessing.
那这种感恩的心呢，在神面前就是神所悦纳的灵祭。
And this thanksgiving heart is a sacrifice that is pleasing to God.
所以在一年最后将要结束的时候，这种数算神的恩典，对神的感谢，就是在神面前的一种灵祭。
And so at the end of the year, to be able to count our blessings, this is a spiritual sacrifice to God.
那神就会喜悦我们。
and God will be pleased with this.
所以其实啊，神不是很难啊讨他喜欢的。
It is not hard to find favor in the eyes of God.
其实最难讨人喜欢的是人。
Rather, it is harder to please men.
神是很容易的。
But it is easy to please God.
那我们在新的一年来到。
So in the new year.
让我们来学习主耶稣来分享这个喜年要带给我们的恩典。
Let us share the blessings that God has granted us.
让那些还没有认识主耶稣的人也一起来认识耶稣，让他们来生命来经历这一些主所应许给我们的福气。
So that those who do not know Jesus Christ can also come and enjoy the blessings that God has given us.
所以我们每一年都有很多的立志。
And so every year we have this determination.
其中一个就是要跟人分享神的恩典。
And one of them is to share with others the blessings from God.
那今天晚上我想用路加福音第八章一件发生的事情来看到怎么从受压制的怎么得到自由。
And tonight I would like to use an event that occurred in Luke chapter 8 to see how you could be released from oppression.
我们今天在美国好像很少听到魔鬼做工这一句话。
In the United States today, we really hear about Satan working.
因为大家可能是头脑比较发达，比较理性，所以对这个事情好像就比较少去思考。
Because we may be more logical, rational in our minds, we do not think about these things.
其实在美国并不是没有魔鬼的做工。
But this doesn't mean that Satan does not work in the United States.
魔鬼到处都有。
Satan is everywhere.
在世界每个角落都有。
In every corner of the world.
当然在美国也有。
And so in the United States also.
只是在美国魔鬼的工作方式不太一样。
But Satan works in a different way in the United States.
我们如果听到一些信主比较久的人见证。
If we hear believers testify.
所以魔鬼的工作就是晚上显给他看，压他，吓他。
Satan might come at night to frighten them or scare them.
这些我们现在很少听到。
But now we rarely hear about these things.
但是魔鬼的工作用另外一个方式。
But Satan works in other ways.
那我们从26节开始就看有一个人他是被魔鬼压制的。
From verse 26 onwards, we see a person who has been oppressed by the demon.
我们看这个人他没有遇到耶稣以前他的情况是什么？
Let us look at his condition before he knew Jesus.
那他遇到主耶稣以后，主耶稣怎么改变他？
And how Jesus changed his life.
那他被主耶稣改变以后，他是怎么为主耶稣来做见证？
And how he testified after Jesus had changed his life.
所以在这段圣经里面，我们可以分作三段来看。
So we can divide this passage into three parts.
我们看27节。
Let us look at verse 27.
说耶稣上岸，就有一个被鬼附着的人迎面而来。这个人不穿衣服，不住房子，只住在坟墓里面。
Verse 27, when Jesus stepped ashore, he was met by a demon-possessed man from the town. For a long time, this man had not worn clothes or lived in a house, but he had lived in the tombs.
这里说他不穿衣服。
Here said he did not wear clothes.
那为什么人要穿衣服？
Why do we need to wear clothes?
我看创世纪里面有一个原因，就是因为人懂得羞耻。
And in Genesis, we know reason is because man knew that they were ashamed.
那这个不穿衣服就是不知道羞耻。
So if you do not wear clothes, that means that you do not know what shame is.
这个是被魔鬼控制的一个魔鬼工作一个特色。
And this is a characteristic of being controlled by Satan.
不知道羞耻。
You do not know shame.
然后他不住房子，住在坟墓里面。
He did not live in a house, but lived in the tombs.
这个坟墓就是脏的，是装死人骨头的。
Tomb is a place that is unclean where you keep the bones of dead people.
那房子很干净，他不住，他要去住那个脏的、臭的、死人骨头的地方。
He did not want to live in a clean house, but rather a place that was dirty and smelly.
这个就是魔鬼工作的特色。
And this is a characteristic of the work of Satan.
那如果用我们这样来看我们这个世界确实是有魔鬼在做工。
And so if you look in the world today, we can see the work of Satan.
我们看到这个世界很多人把羞耻当作荣耀。
A lot of the people in this world today, they take shame as part of their glory.
其实如果从圣经看起来，这个是魔鬼的工作。
From the Bible's perspective, this is the work of Satan.
哦，人的良心已经死了。
Because man's conscience, has already died.
已经被罪遮盖了，所以已经死掉了。
It has already been covered by sin, and so it has died.
特别我们在看很多大众传播的这个节目里面。
If you look at a lot of shows in the mass media.
如果以圣经的标准来讲，这个里面很多都是羞耻的事情。
From the Bible perspective, a lot of the things in these shows are shameful.
但是在这个大众传播这个文化里面呢，这个却变成吸引人的一个地方。
But in the media, this is something that attracts people to watch.
变成一个荣耀。
And this becomes something that is glorified.
其实从属灵上来，这是魔鬼的工作。
But from a spiritual aspect, this is the work of Satan.
因为人不知道羞耻，人离开罪就不远了。
Because men do not know shame, they are not far from sin.
因为不知道羞耻，罪本来是羞耻的，那不知道羞耻就跟罪就很近了。
Because shame, sin is a shameful thing if you don't.Do not know shame, then you are close to sin.
所以为什么亚当犯罪要藏起来？
That is, why did Adam hide when he sinned?
因为他不敢见神啊，他觉得很羞耻啊。
Because he was shameful, he did not want to meet God.
那现在的人没有这个感觉。
But people today do not have this feeling.
那如果没有这个感觉，善恶果第二个、第三个一直吃下去。
If they do not have this feeling, that they will keep eating the fruit from the garden.
因为他已经不知道羞耻了。
Because they no longer know what shame is.
这是。很可怕的。
This is very frightful.
不知道羞耻就已经离开罪很近了，甚至活在罪里面。
If you do not know shame, then you are close to sin or living in sin.
所以有时候我们在看这些大众传播。
So when we're looking at this media.
有的时候我们看那个小孩子哦，他看到一些镜头，他头就转到一旁。
We see children when they.They look at the camera, they turn their heads.
反而这个小孩子有羞耻的心呢，他觉得一些镜头他不应该看。
And this child knows what it is to be ashamed because they know there are certain things they should not watch.
但是有的人却对这个反而没有什么感觉。
But other people do, they do not have any feelings when they watch this.
很快的去享受它。
And they quickly enjoy this.
那下面说他住在坟墓里面。
In the latter portion of the verse, it says he lived in the tombs.
就是住在这个黑暗罪恶里面。
That is, he lived in darkness and sin.
如果我们用世界来看我们现在这个世界犯的罪是比任何一个世代更深了。
If we look at the Ten Commandments, we realize that this generation has committed greater sin than any previous generation.
但是人都没有感觉。
But men do not have any feelings towards this.
那住在坟墓里面就是表示这个人是没有盼望的。
To live in the tombs means this person has no hope.
一个人住在坟墓，他埋死人的地方，他还有什么盼望呢？
Where is the hope for someone who lives in the tombs where they bury dead people?
所以我们活在这个地面上。
So today when we live in this world,
有两种的死。
There are two types of death.
主耶稣说：“任凭死人埋葬死人。”
Jesus said, "Let the dead bury the dead."
这个第一个死人是肉体的灵性的死。
The first dead person is spiritual death.
他去埋葬死人，那个第二个死是肉体的死。
And to bury the dead, the second dead is those who are physically dead.
那这个任凭死人埋葬死人，这两个死就是亚当犯罪以后所产生的。
And these two deaths occurred after Adam sinned.
所以我们现在的人都离不开这两个死。
So for us today, we cannot depart from these two deaths.
第一个，我们生下来灵性就是死的，跟神没有关系。
First, when we are born, our spiritually, we are dead.
第二个，我们等着肉体的死。
And second, we await our physical death.
就好像这一个人住在坟墓里面。
Just like this person living in the tombs.
他是活着。
He is alive.
但是其实他是死的。
But he is dead.
从属灵上看的也是这样。
And this is from the spiritual aspect.
没有得到救恩，看起来是活的，其实在灵里面他是死的。
If he does not receive salvation, even though he looks alive spiritually, he's dead.
啊，这是啊，可怜的，好像这一个人一样。
And this is very pitiful, like this person.
啊，然后我们看啊，二十九节。
Let us look at verse 29.
啊，是因为耶稣曾吩咐污鬼从他身上出来，原来这个鬼屡次抓住他，他常被人看守，又被铁链和脚链捆锁，他竟把锁链挣断，被鬼赶到旷野去。啊，这个人应该有他的家庭。
This person had his own family.
啊，这特别说是，在加利利。
And this was in the region of Galilee.
哦，那这个人呢，鬼把他带到旷野去。
And this person, the demon took him to the desert.
哦。我们发现这个人很孤单。
So this person is very lonely.
他虽然有家庭，但是他没有办法过正常的家庭生活。
Even though he had a family, he cannot live a normal family life.
当然家人是很爱他，怕他跑掉，就用铁链、脚镣把他捆住。
And his family members loved him, and they were afraid that he would escape, so they bound him by chains.
但是鬼的力量更大。
But the strength of the demon was greater.
就把他挣断，他就跑到旷野。
And so he broke the chains and he was driven into solitary places.
那在这个地方独自住在那个地方。
And he lived there by himself.
所以有时候我们常常发现呢，我们现在的人活在世界上啊，真的是很孤单。
So you may realize that people living in the world today are very lonely.
其中有一个孤单呢，就是人跟神分离。
A type of loneliness is when you depart from God.
那这个人跟神分离的孤单是灵里面的孤单。
And this is spiritual loneliness when man departs from God.
那人的痛苦啊，有好几种。
And there are different types of suffering that man goes through.
一种是肉体的痛苦。
First is physical suffering.
第二种是心灵的痛苦。
And the second is in their hearts.
第三个是灵里面的痛苦。
And third is spiritual suffering.
那肉体的痛苦我们可能年轻不会感觉。
For physical suffering, because we are young, we may not realize this.
但是心灵的痛苦常常会感觉。
But suffering in your hearts, this is something that could be felt.
比方说家庭没有温暖。
For example, if your family lacks warmth.
被所爱的人离弃。
Or you, the person who you love has departed from you.
这个都是很痛苦的事情。
These are all very sorrowful things.
但是有的人家庭婚姻都很好。
But some people, they have good families and good marriages.
还有第三种痛苦。
But they have the third type of suffering.
就是内心有一个地方啊，没有办法填满。
That is, there is a void in their hearts that they cannot fill.
身体很健康，家庭都很好，但是就是好像缺乏什么。
They may be healthy and they have families, but they feel like they lack something.
就是缺乏神。
And that is, they lack God.
那为什么一个人没有办法来亲近神呢？
So why is a person unable to draw closer to God?
有时候就是像这里说，鬼把他抓住。
And sometimes it is because the demon has taken possession of him.
所以哥林多后书说，魔鬼在人的心中设下各样的障碍。
And so in 2 Corinthians it says that Satan has left many obstacles in the hearts of men.
要拦阻人认识神。
And these are to prevent people from knowing God.
所以其实魔鬼是很厉害的。
So Satan is very good in this way.
宇宙有四种灵。
There are four types of spirits.
最弱的是人。
And the weakest is man.
魔鬼比人还强。
And Satan is stronger than man.
所以如果没有靠神，人不可能脱离魔鬼。
So without relying on God, we cannot be free from Satan.
人需要神。
We need God.
没有神你绝对找不到生活的意义跟价值在哪里。
Without God, we cannot find the meaning or value to life.
有时候我们看到听人在讲一个公司如果他要解雇你，他不一定要叫你走。
And we hear that in an office, if they want you to leave, they do not need to tell you straightforwardly.
他可以把你放到很高的职位，但是你没有工作做。
They may take you to a very high position, but you have nothing to do.
每天去那边就是喝咖啡，也没事情做。
Every day you go and you drink coffee, and you have nothing to do.
薪水照样给你。
And they still give you a salary.
所以你收入很高，你家庭生活水准也很高。
So you have a high salary and you have a high standard of living.
但你就是没事情做。
But you have nothing to do.
久了你就待不下去啊。
And so you can no longer stay there.
自己就会走了。
And you will leave your job.
但是有时候我们常常想，我们人生也是这样啊。
So we can think about our own lives. It is like so.
有时候我们经济没有缺乏。
We may not lack financially.
但是生活也过得不错。
And we live very comfortable lives.
但是就好像人生没有一件什么有意义的事情可以做。
But there is nothing meaningful that we can do in our lives.
那这样活去是很痛苦的。
And to live this way is very sad.
那除非我们真的找到神。
Unless we truly find God.
所以不然的话，绝对不是说物质生活很丰富，活得很舒服，你就会活得很满足。
And it doesn't mean that if we have a lot of possessions that we will live very content lives.
因为人的意义跟价值，除非找到神了，你找不到答案。
Because you cannot find the answer to the value and meaning of life if you do not find God.
但是魔鬼很厉害。
And Satan is very good in this way.
想用各种不同的方法把你挡住，让你不会没有办法靠近神。
He'll use many ways to obstruct you from drawing closer to God.
所以一个人啊，还没有认识魔鬼，还没有认识神，好像这个格拉森这个犯鬼的人啊，他的生命是堕落的生命。
And a person who has not yet found God is like this demon-possessed man. He lives a solitary life.
是没有希望的生命。
A life without hope.
是没有喜乐、没有满足、没有生命的。
A life without contentment or joy.
我们看三十节。
Let us look at verse 30.
耶稣问他说。你的名叫什么？他说：“我的名叫群，因为附着他的鬼多。”
Verse 30, Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" Legion, he replied, because many demons had gone into him.
这个人其实只有一个人。
This is actually only one person.
但是他回答主耶稣啊，他说：“我的名叫做群。”
But he answered Jesus that his name was Legion.
因为他的里面有很多的鬼。
Because inside of him there were many demons.
人只有一个，但是他里面有很多的鬼。
There was only one man, but many demons inside.
这个人是可怜的。
And this is a very pitiful man.
但是这个人的生命有一个转变的地方。
But there was a turning point in the life of this man.
就是他遇到主耶稣。
And that he is that he met Jesus.
所以我们人生一个最重要的时刻。
So there is a very important time in our lives.
就是遇到主耶稣。
That is when we meet Jesus.
所以说我们邀募到朋友，他不想来。
So when we welcome or invite our truth-seeking friends and they do not want to come.
你就跟他讲，你来一个晚上就好。
We tell them to just come for one night.
真的有的慕道者来一个晚上啊，就改变了他的生命。
Their truth-seekers have come for just one night and their lives have been changed.
因为一个晚上他遇到了主耶稣。
Because one night they met Jesus.
他生命就改变了。
And they changed their lives.
我们看二十八节。
Verse 28.
他见了耶稣就俯伏在他面前大声喊着说至高神的儿子耶稣我与你有什么相干。求你不要叫我受苦。请读。
Verse 28, when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell at his feet, shouting at the top of his voice, What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, don't torture me.
当这个人这样讲，其实不是真的他在讲。
When this person said this, it was not him himself who said it.
这个人这样讲，是他里面的鬼借着他讲出来的。
But rather, it was the demon inside of him that spoke this.
因为二十九节说，因为耶稣曾吩咐从孤鬼从那身上出来。
For in verse 29 says Jesus had commanded the evil spirit to come out of the man.
所以鬼也知道主耶稣是至高神的儿子。
So even the evil spirit knew that Jesus was the son of the Most High God.
鬼也知道耶稣是从神来的。
And the evil spirit knew that Jesus was from God.
所以雅各书才说，魔鬼也有信心。
And so that is why James says that the Satans also have a faith.
所以不是我们才有信心，魔鬼也有信心。有时候魔鬼比我们的信心更大。
And it is not only us who have faith, but Satan also has a faith, sometimes even greater than us.
因为有时候我们信主久了，没有体验以后，就变成半信半疑。
Because sometimes when we believe for a long time and we do not have any experiences, then we half believe.
哦，有的青年很可惜啊，本来信仰很好，去一个很 liberal 很开放的学校去读，很好的学校。
And some youth, they have very good faith, and then they go to a very liberal school.
啊，读到最后，他相信进化论了。Evolution.
And after studying there for a while, they start to believe in evolution.
他开始不相信神了。
They no longer believe in God.
这真的很可惜啊。
And this is very pitiful.
所以神看不见哦，我们如果没有继续去体验神，有时候到我们会半信半疑。
And so if we believe for a long time and we do not continue to experience God, then we might only half believe.
那这个人身上这个鬼啊，他对神认识很清楚，而且很相信。
And this evil spirit that was in this man, he knew and believed in Jesus.
因为他好几次被赶出去。
Because a lot of times he had been driven out.
但是魔鬼的信心跟我们有什么不同？
But what is the difference between the faith of Satan and our faith?
因为魔鬼没有行为。
Because Satan has no deeds.
魔鬼啊，就是撒旦，他就是控告者。Accuser.
Satan is an accuser.
哦，他是犯罪的来源。
And he is the origin of sin.
所以他的信心带给他是害怕的。
And so his faith brings him fear.
因此他看到主耶稣，他很怕。
That is why when he sees Jesus, he is very fearful.
因为主耶稣能力比他大。
Because Jesus is more powerful than him.
主耶稣将来要审判他，所以他很害怕。
And in the future, Jesus would judge him, and therefore he is scared.
但是这个人遇到主耶稣，就是他生命改变的开始。
But when this person encountered Jesus, this was the beginning of a change in his life.
在三十节。
In verse 30.
耶稣问他说：“你叫什么名字？”
Jesus asked him, "What is your name?"
就开始跟他对话。
So Jesus began a dialogue with him.
然后主耶稣就把这个鬼赶出去。
And he cast out the demon from the man.
你看三十一节。
In verse 31.
鬼就央求耶稣不要吩咐他们到无底坑去。
He said they begged him repeatedly not to order them to go into the abyss.
那启示录里面有一个无底坑，就是这里啊，就是专门关魔鬼的地方。
And the abyss is where the demons are kept as prisoners in the book of Revelation.
一下到无底坑，他就跑不上来了。
And once they are in the abyss, they can no longer come back.
所以主耶稣可以控制他，他就求不要让我下到无底坑去。
So Jesus could control him, and they begged him not to send them to the abyss.
结果三十二节啊，他央求主耶稣进到猪里面去。
And in verse 32, they asked for permission to go into the pigs.
结果三十三节。
And then the result is in verse 33.
鬼从那身上出来，进入猪群里面，猪就闯到山来，投在湖里淹死。
When the demons came out of the man, they went into the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned.
你看，神是给人生命。
Jesus gives man life.
但是鬼是要夺掉人的生命。
But demons want to take away the life of man.
所以鬼进到猪群里面，猪全部都撞死了，投到水里面死了。
So when the demon went into the pigs, they rushed and down the bank into the lake and was drowned.
所以有的人有这个忧郁症。
So some people have depression.
有时候我们在教会也听过一些见证。
And we have heard some testimonies in our church.
这个忧郁症啊，有一些都跟魔鬼有关系啊。
Sometimes the depression is linked to Satan.
我记得有一个长老啊，他在圣灵又看过他的见证。
And I read a testimony of an elder in the Holy Spirit Monthly.
他也有忧郁症。
He had depression.
那魔鬼半夜就起来叫他自杀。
And in the middle of the night, Satan awoke him and told him to commit suicide.
叫他跑到楼上跳下去。
To go to the top floor and jump.
所以这个魔鬼附着的人他所做的就是伤害人的生命。
And so a person who is demon possessed, what he does is to harm his own life.
但是我们现在看主耶稣为什么允许这个事情发生。
But why did Jesus allow this to happen?
在马可福音里面啊，第五章有提到说这个猪差不多有两千只。
In Mark chapter 5, it records that there are about 2,000 pigs.
如果一只猪500块钱啊，那个猪大概100万的价值。
And so if each pig is $500, then
$1 million,
there's the total cost would be $1 million.
所以主耶稣允许这个猪啊进到这个猪，结果都掉到湖里面死的，是要让人知道在主耶稣的眼中啊，这一个被鬼附着的人啊，比两千只猪还可贵。
And so Jesus allowed the demon to go into the pigs to let people know that the life of this man is more valuable than these pigs.
在人看起来，这个人被鬼附着，他还有什么用？
From man's perspective, what use is a man who is demon possessed?
他要住在坟墓里面。
He lives in the tombs.
又不穿衣服。
He doesn't wear clothes.
我想一个人这样啊，他走到哪里，大家都跑掉了。
And so I believe whenever, wherever he walks, people run away from him.
谁要他？
No one wants him.
没有人要他。
No one wants him.
但是主耶稣要他。
But Jesus wants him.
主耶稣看他超过两千只猪。
Jesus saw value in him that was over those 2,000 pigs.
所以这个人遇到耶稣以后，他得到一个新的生命。
So when this person encountered Jesus, he gained a new life.
那他的代价是什么？
And what was the price?
两千只猪的生命。
The lives of 2,000 pigs.
所以这个代表主耶稣为着要救人啊，他是愿意付出代价的。
This tells us that to save man, Jesus is willing to pay the price.
要救我们的罪，他付出他自己的生命。
To pay the price for our sins, he gave up his own life.
那要救这一个人啊，他付出的啊，他这样这个人啊，这个鬼进到两千只的猪里面。
And to save this man, he allowed the demons to enter into 2,000 pigs.
我们就知道主的爱是何等的大。
And we can see how great the love of God is.
超过人所能够了解的。
It transcends man's understanding.
我们先来看，那这个事情发生以后怎么办？
So let us see what happened after this event.
我们看35节。
Let us read 35.
众人出来要看见什么事。到了耶稣那里，看见他所离开那个人坐在耶稣的脚前，穿着衣服，心里明白过来，他们就害怕。他们看到这个事情就很害怕。
So when the people saw this, they were afraid.
为什么害怕
？Why were they afraid？
因为看到主耶稣的能力这么大。
Because they saw the great power of Jesus.
这是第一个，他会害怕。
This is the first reason of why they were afraid.
因为主耶稣带有权柄。
Because Jesus was filled with power and authority.
那第二个他会害怕。
The second reason why they were afraid.
三十七节。
Is in verse 37.
因为很害怕，就求主耶稣离开他们。
And because they were overcome with fear, they asked Jesus to leave them.
那为什么要离开主耶稣？叫主耶稣离开他们
？Why did they ask Jesus to leave them?
因为其他人还有很多的猪啊。
Because other people had a lot of pigs.
所以他很可能就怕。如果我不请主耶稣离开，下一次大概我家的猪全部都跑掉了。
So maybe they're afraid that if they didn't ask Jesus to leave, then maybe they would lose their own pigs.
那所以我们就看到，我们每一个人都是为着自己的利益在考虑事情。
So we can see from this, that we all think on our own behalf.
其实主耶稣让这个人鬼出去，这是一件好事。
For Jesus to cast out the demon from this man, this is a good thing.
但是当一个人看到自己需要牺牲的时候，好事他也不愿意接受，那你赶快走。
But a person is unwilling to accept a good thing if it means that they have to give up something in return.
所以人对人的爱真的是很难付出什么牺牲。
So the love between men, it is hard for you to sacrifice.
如果主耶稣继续住在那个村落里面，一定有更多人的鬼能够被赶出去，而且过正常的生活。
If Jesus had continued to live in that town, then more people would have been able to live normal lives after Jesus cast out the demon from within.
但是没有人愿意牺牲，就请主耶稣走，那我们都不会，鬼，我们的猪都不会再损失。
But because none of them were willing to sacrifice, they wanted Jesus to leave so they would not lose their pigs.
那这就更显明说，主耶稣的心跟我们世界上一般人的心确实是非常不一样。
And this shows that the heart of God is very different from the heart of men.
主耶稣真的是爱人。
Jesus truly loves men.
愿意牺牲一切的代价。
He is willing to sacrifice and pay the price.
但是我们为着保护自己。
But for us, we want to protect ourselves.
即使好事，有时候我们也拒绝。
And because we want to protect ourselves, we may reject a good thing.
这个是人跟神不同的地方。
This is the difference between man and God.
那三十六节这个人以后怎么办呢？
So what happened to this man in verse 36?
我们看 38节。
Verse 38.
鬼所离开那个人恳求耶稣同在，耶稣却打发回他回去。他希望跟主耶稣在一起。
This man wanted to be with Jesus.
哦，但是主耶稣说你走吧。
But Jesus said, you should leave.
那为什么主耶稣要叫他走呢？
Why did Jesus tell him to leave?
因为主耶稣有一件更重要的事情要叫他做。
Because Jesus had a thing that he wanted him to do that was even more important.
39节。
Verse 39.
说你回家去吧，传说神为你做何等大的事。
Return home and tell how much God has done for you.
哦，结果他就去传，满城传扬耶稣为他做何等大的事。
So the man went away and told all over town how much Jesus had done for him.
因此这个人生命改变以后，他真的有实际的行动来报答主的恩典。
And so after this man's life was changed, he carried out in actions to repay the love of God.
就是回去他的城里面呢，到处去讲。
And that is that he returned home and told everyone.
他讲什么？
What did he tell?
他讲他本身所得到的恩典。
He told about the grace that he had received.
他但是他这个讲哦，没有一个人能够驳得倒的。
And what he said, no one could deny.
为什么？
Why?
因为他过去啊，没有穿衣服，然后睡在坟墓里面，被鬼附着，大家都知道。
Because before everyone knew that he did not wear clothes, he lived in a tomb and he was demon possessed.
现在忽然发现一个人衣服穿得很整洁，头发很干净，身体穿得很干净，开始在传福音。
And now they realize that this man, he was wearing clothes, he looked very tidy and was preaching the gospel.
这个事实本身已经是非常有力量的见证。
And this reality was a very strong testimony in itself.
主耶稣就是神。
Jesus is God.
主耶稣非常爱我。
And Jesus loves us.
人问说，你怎么知道？
How do we know?
你看我就知道啊。
Just look at me and you would know.
所以今天我们对主改变我们有新生命，怎么去报答呢？
So how do we repay the fact that God has changed our lives and given us a new life?
因为主耶稣不只爱我们，主耶稣爱世界上每一个人。
Because Jesus does not only love us, but he loves every person in this world.
所以我们报答主耶稣的恩典，就是照着主的吩咐，到处去传扬主耶稣悦纳人的喜年。
So to repay the grace of Jesus Christ, then we must proclaim the good news all over the world.
让那个被掳的得释放。
So the oppressed can be freed.
受压制的得自由。
The oppressed can gain freedom.
瞎眼的可得看见。
And the blind can receive sight.
贫穷的变成富足。
The poor can be abundant.
那我们如果能够加上我们个人的体验。
And if we can add our own experiences.
我们信主以后，到底我们是怎么改变的？
How we have changed after we came to believe in God.
从旧生命变成新生命。
From our old lives to our new lives.
从缺乏变成丰富。
From lacking to abundance.
从软弱变成刚强。
From weakness to strength.
那这个见证本身啊，就非常有力量。
This testimony in itself is very strong.
所以有时候我们的见证啊，不一定说你要圣经懂得很深，你才可以做神的见证。
So we do not need to know the Bible very deeply to be able to testify to others.
我们本身从神得到的恩典就是最有力量的见证。
The grace that we have received from God is the strongest testimony.
因此这个故事到最后就让我们学到一件事情。
So the ending of the story teaches us one thing.
这个被鬼附着的人。
This demon-possessed man.
他本来是一个活着的死人。
He was a living dead man.
但是主耶稣拣选了他。
But Jesus chose him.
他就开始过一个真的很有意义新的人生。
And he began to live a new life full of meaning.
这就是我们新年我们需要思考一个新的人生方向一个例子。
And this is an example of a new direction in our lives that we must think about in the new year.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
31首。
31.